You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Gilbert Gottfried. I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions. And if you haven't seen the headline of the New York Times, it said, Gottfried's poor choice of co-host cost him the podcast award.
Oh, really? So, oh, we're on the cover of the Times,
yeah,
are we?
Yes.
You sure it wasn't the they didn't bring the street news back that they used to sell on the D-Train? You sure you didn't read that by mistake?
They're the paper of record.
Of course.
For God's sake.
The podcast award.
The I was watching that.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you win that award, you have to buy the award.
You want to throw these poor guys under the bus?
Yes. Yes. You have to buy the fucking award from them.
You're not going to win next year, buddy.
No.
I'll tell you right now. You can kiss that nomination goodbye.
It's so prestigious. I don't think Meryl Streep.
It turned out to be like five guys in their cellar.
Yes. I don't think that Meryl Streep ever had to go into her purse and go, I'll have the medium-sized Academy Award, please.
Could you throw that in my bag?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, nonetheless,
yes.
we really, you sound more and more like Cesar Romero's Joker sometimes with that laugh. We really should thank our fans and our listeners,
yes,
who voted in record numbers.
Yes,
apparently
they did.
Apparently not enough numbers.
So fuck you, fans. How dare you?
we have to thank everybody. People were voting, you know, every day.
Yeah,
and
no,
getting
the
their sisters and their mother to vote and their dog. So we thank you guys. It was we took a shot. just like the shot you're taking at the organizers.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to buy that award.
No. If it was $1.80, you wouldn't have bought it.
It basically, it's about as prestigious as when they used to have those plastic gold cups that would say, world's greatest dad.
This could be perceived as sour grapes because we didn't win. I hope you realize that. Okay, now.
Okay.
You got the house cleaning out of the way. Good luck getting nominated,
yes,
next year. Our friend, Jonathan Winchell, who's a lovely guy who's been interning for the show and helping us out a lot, and he's quite knowledgeable, he said, why don't you and Gilbert do an episode about bizarre movie titles?
Yes.
Or off-the-wall titles, which we've alluded to in previous shows.
Oh, a bunch of them.
Like Quaxer Fortune Has a Cousin in the Bronx.
With Gene Hackman.
Gene Wilder. Yeah.
Gene Wilder. See, I'm fucking up right.
You're becoming Norm Crosby.
Yeah.
You're becoming the master of the malaprop. So I wrote down, actually, Jonathan prepared a wonderful list. We're going to start with, I want to read some of these titles. And these are horror titles. These aren't so much bad titles as these are fun movie titles.
Yes.
Off the top. And then we'll move on to kind of ridiculous titles.
All of a sudden, I've got this thing like something poor and so.
I got it right here. This is based on a play by Arthur Coppett. This was a movie with Rosalind Russell and Robert Morse and Jonathan Winters called Oh Dad, Poor Dad, Mama's Hung You in the Closet, and I'm Feeling So Sad.
That's it.
Right. It was a play.
Only this show. That's, oh, not that.
It was a play by the great Arthur Coppett. It was turned into a movie. Music by, I circled this, Neil Hefti.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
The Odd Couple and How to Murder Your Wife,
right.
And of course, Batman.
It's described by the author as a farce in three scenes involving an overbearing mother, played by Rosalind Russell, who travels to a luxury resort in the Caribbean, bringing along her son and her deceased husband, preserved in his casket. So it's it's a black comedy. George Kirby's in it.
You know, it's then it's a black comedy.
Cut that out.
Yeah. The Jeffersons was a black comedy, and Good Times was a black comedy.
And Watermelon Man.
Yes.
So here are some titles that Jonathan sent us. I mean, the first one on the list was kind of funny, The Amazing Colossal Man, which was the...
That's right. I wonder whatever happened to that title.
Some clowns bastardized it for a podcast. Bert Gordon, who we still have to get. I don't know if you'd know any of these, but I want to run them you. Attack of the Puppet People was also a Bert I. Gordon movie from 1958.
I remember the title. I don't get a clear image.
How about
though?
Attack of the Giant Leeches?
Yes.
Does that mean anything to you?
I remember also the title, and I don't remember if I saw them.
I'm just going to fly through these and see if you know any of these. The Brain That Wouldn't Die.
Oh, yes. The Brain That Wouldn't
1962.
Die. I think, is that the one that has a girl's head or a guy's head on a table?
I don't know.
And in the other room is this weird monster that they have locked away.
I've not seen it. I was trusting you to see it. In the credits, the film is mistakenly titled The Head That Wouldn't Die. So it was two titles.
I think this is it. And at the end, the monster breaks out and smashes up everything and... including knocking the head off the table.
Okay, so we'll throw this one out to our listeners. What do you guys know about The Brain That Wouldn't Die from 1962?
If it's the one I'm thinking of, it's a great one.
Okay.
It's just wacky.
Here's The Creeping Terror from 1964.
Oh, that's the one where it looked like a rolled-up
carpet.
Yeah,
where the carpet that eats people.
And these actors were basically crawling backwards to make it look like they were being swallowed.
That's one. By the, 1964.
Yes. Now, was that One Shot Bodine?
No, that was directed by and starring the immortal Vic Savage.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to One Shot Bodine. Yes. I have him on the list. A couple of beach movies with Vincent Price. We've talked about these.
Yes.
Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine, which is a great title. And Dr. Goldfoot and the Girl Bombs. Here's a few others you might have remembered. Hercules Against the Moon Men. That do anything for you?
Oh.
You would discard this.
Gives me an erection.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. You would discard this on principle because it was directed by somebody named Giacomo Gentilomo.
A guinea?
Yes, exactly.
A guinea would be making a bad horror film?
The Hideous Sun Demon?
Hideous Sun Demon?
Yeah.
I remember is one of those movies that would pop up on TV like every other day when I was a kid.
Okay.
I think it was followed by the Hideous She Demon.
Wow. All I have is 1959. We just have the titles here. I don't have a lot of information.
It's kind of like a bad ripoff of Creature of the Black Lagoon.
Okay. From 59, directed by Robert Clark and Tom Boutros. I Spit on Your Grave.
That's the girl gets raped and she vows her revenge.
Right?
Yes.
Here's one, Incubus with William Shatner. I love that title. This is the one where the film's dialogue all took place in Esperanto.
Oh!
Do you know this movie?
I've heard of this.
Worth looking into, Incubus. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think that our pal Mike McPadden might have sent me a copy of that. All right, you asked for William Bodine, William One-Shot Bodine.
Yeah.
Jesse James Meets Frankenstein's Daughter.
John Carradine.
Right,
was
from
in
1966.
That.
And Billy the Kid versus Dracula.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, also with John Carradine. You got to love these titles. Here's one, Microwave Massacre from 1983.
Oh, wait, Jackie Vernon?
How did you know that?
Yes!
That's sick.
Yes! Jackie Vernon, who used to do an act where he'd have a clicker, and he would act like he's showing slides.
Correct.
And he'd go, here's some slides from my vacation. Here we are, being led around the quicksand.
That's it. He was also Frosty the Snowman.
That's
Jackie
right.
Jackie Vernon. Yeah. A guy, here's the synopsis, a guy kills his wife because she's a bad cook. From 1983. The fact that you knew that.
It's pathetic.
Terrifying and pathetic at once. Here's one. The rats are coming. The werewolves are here.
Yes, I remember that title.
From 1972.
I don't think I saw it, though.
Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, on Twitter at RealGilbertACP, and on Instagram, GilbertPodfried. You see, it's kind of a pun on the last name. Yeah, skip it. Also, visit our terrific new website, GilbertPodcast.com, for the latest news, episodes, synopsis, behind-the-scenes photos, and videos, and other cool stuff. And if you like the show, and you know you do, please rate and review us on iTunes. Can't you see we're starved for affection? For the love of God!
Okay, here's one you do know. Return of the Ape Man.
Yes, that was with... Now, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Ape Man had Bela Lugosi.
Right.
Now, I don't know that the Return of the Ape Man had Lugosi.
He's here on the list, directed by Phil Rosen.
But you want to know something? In Return of the Ape Man, they have listed George Zucco.
Yeah, he's on the list here.
But I heard George Zucco fell out of the picture, but it would cost too much money to change the titles.
Wow.
That they already... So it goes down forever as George Zucco.
That's
and he's
interesting.
Not in the movie.
And John Carradine is also in it.
John Carradine, anything for a bottle of booze.
Oh, God. You know, John Carradine may have more IMDb credits than any actor who ever lived.
Oh, my God.
If you go to his page and you look at his credits, I mean, he worked consistently like 50 movies a year.
And what I loved with John Carradine was, there's a lot of pathetic drunks. He was one of those happy drunks.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just glad. There was one movie that he narrates, I think Return from the Past, and he's hiding a cigarette in his hand. You know, he didn't even bother to put the cigarette out as he's shooting, you know? Like,
he was good in good stuff. I mean, in good films.
And he was.
He rose to the occasion.
He was even great in The Howling.
Yes, yes, and Dante used him, our pal Joe Dante. Robinson Crusoe on Mars from 1964 with Adam West.
Another old guest.
Another former guest. I know you know this one. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Yes, from 1964.
That's a fine film. I believe a young Pia Zadora is in that movie.
Oh, why would she lower herself?
If I'm not misspeaking, I believe she was a child. Probably
that must have been during a slow period.
Lured into it. You know this one with Sid Haig and Lon Chaney Jr.
The Spider Baby?
Spider Baby or The Maddest Story Ever Told.
Oh, my God. That's we got to get Sid Haig on, too.
Yes, Sid Haig.
Because he knew Lon Chaney Jr.
Dara, take a note. She's out there. Sid Haig, S-A-I-G.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Gotta get him.
And most importantly, the name Haig, Sid Haig, sounds like he could be a Jew.
He could be. You'll be disappointed if he's not.
Then he's not on the show.
How about a movie called Squirm from 1976, which was about worms that burrow into people's bodies.
Yes, yes.
Rick Baker did the special effects
Rick
or the
Baker,
makeup.
Who was a genius.
Yeah.
American Werewolf and the Nutty Professor.
Get Rick Baker.
He has done so much schlock work early on, like Octoman.
Yeah, but also good work.
He did brilliant work.
Yeah.
He was one of the old-time greats. But when you see his early stuff, these schlocky two-cent things. But, oh, he did amazing things, Rick Baker.
I think Rick Baker retired. I think he...
That's what I heard.
Yeah, we got to get him. We got to track him down. Here's one you know, of course, and we've talked about it on the show with Joe Dante. Them.
Oh,
from
yes.
From 1954.
Oh, and there are two films. One of them... Now, this is of a slightly different subject matter of titles. One was called...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's from the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was about snakes.
Yes.
And they said, you don't say it, you hiss it.
Right, right, right. That's a 70s movie. I think that's on the list here somewhere.
And there was a Jack Lemmon movie with... Yeah.
P-H-F-F-F-T.
Which sounds like what the letters they usually use if a character's farting. But this was like...
I can't even say the title of that movie. Was Jane Mansfield in that?
No. It was another very attractive, like Kim Novak,
Kim Novak
maybe?
Or somebody. There's also Dollars, the Warren Beatty Goldie Hawn Heist movie.
Yes, with the dollar
which
sign.
Which is just a dollar sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of titles like that. I'm going to get through these horror titles.
Scott Baio was in a movie called I Heart New York.
Right, and then there was I Heart Huckabees.
From a few years ago. That's right.
Yeah.
With Dustin Hoffman,
yep.
Lily Tomlin.
That's right. Okay, here are a couple of more horror titles, and then we'll move on to the big three. Wham, Bam, Thank You, Spaceman. Do you know this one?
That one I'm not sure.
1975. How about The Wild World of Batwoman from 1966? This is fun because the makers of the film were sued by DC Comics for copyright infringement because it was clearly a ripoff of Batman, of the Batman TV series.
They caught on to that.
Couple of Roger Corman titles. The Beast with a Million Eyes is a good
title.
That
was the one where the story I heard is that they filmed the entire movie and they said, Roger, there's no Beast with a Million Eyes
correct.
In it.
Correct.
So they took a kettle and punched a bunch of holes in it, put a light bulb in it.
That's the one.
And that was the beef.
And Attack of the Crab Monsters, and my favorite Corman title, The Saga of the Viking Women and Their Voyage to the Waters of the Great Sea Serpent.
And then it's the end, the credits go after
right,
a title like
right.
that.
And last but not least on this list, Zombie Holocaust. Also known as Zombie Butcher.
Yes,
Also known as Dr. Butcher.
Also known as the Guinea Horror Film, who right. calls himself like John Martin.
Right, and what was his real name? I have it here. The poor guy you've been ripping
Martellini
apart. Marino Girolami.
And let's not forget the big ones. Will Heronius Merkin marry Mercy Humpy and find
true happiness? I was getting to that one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
With Joan Collins
and
Anthony Newley.
Well, yeah, they were married at the time.
Yes.
And he plays a character named Merkin, and she plays a character named Polyester Poontang.
Oh, jeez.
And Milton Berle shows up as the Satan-like procurer, Good Time Eddie Filth.
Well, now I have to see it.
I have to see it, too. I mean, this movie sounds so strange. It won a Writers Guild Award of Great Britain, for Best British Original Screenplay in 1970.
Because I have a
and it was X-rated upon its initial release.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. However, this was just for the title. In 2006, the movie won a readers' poll in the Chicago Tribune for the worst movie title of all time.
Oh.
It's apparently a musical satire. There are 15 songs. I'm looking at the songs here. Overture, If All the World's a Stage, Oh, What a Son of a Bitch I Am, Sweet Love Child, Chalk and Cheese, Piccadilly Lily, Lullaby. The movie was shot in Malta. I don't know much else about it.
I have a feeling that if I saw this, I'd be waiting for a crazy bad film, and it would just be bad.
It'd be like Skidoo.
Yeah.
It'd just be like this big misfire. You know who turns up in it? Georgie Jessel.
Aha!
How about that?
Well, then I have to see it.
You've got to see it for Burl and Jessel alone. Yeah. Can Hieronymus Merkin ever forget, I guess it's Mercy Humpy.
Yeah.
I always thought it was Mercy Hump. And find true happiness. And Newley's all over this. He directed it. He produced it. He wrote it. He started it. And he composed the songs. That's what you call a vanity project.
And I think it was all done in an hour.
And they won, like I said, they won this dubious honor as worst movie title, beating out the titles Chud.
Oh, okay. Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dwellers.
You are a marvel.
That's what Chud stands
yes,
for.
Yes, that was the one they beat out, and they beat out to Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Ah.
Which I also have never seen.
Another former guest.
So we'll wrap up with Hieronymus Merkin, Ever Forget True Hump.
Well, let's not leave out Dustin Hoffman.
And we mentioned Oh Dad, Poor Dad, and the last one that we've referenced on this show is the Hoffman movie we were talking about. Who is Harry Kellerman? And why is he saying those terrible things about me? A title I love. And look who did the music. Shel Silverstein.
Oh, wow.
Of all people. And your favorite actor, Jack Warden.
Oh,
turns
man.
Up in there. Dom DeLuise.
Oh.
Gabriel Dell.
Yeah, Gabe Dell is like his agent or something.
I have never seen it. It's about a rock, I guess another satire, American comedy drama.
And Harry Kellerman's like a music critic or something.
Yeah, it says the film was widely panned as a vapid, pretentious mess when it was released. However, many critics have singled out Barbara Harris, good actress, for praise. Filmed in New York City in 1970. You know who turns up in this movie? You, the pop music fanatic? Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show.
Oh, wow.
The group that sang Cover of the Rolling Stone.
Oh.
Also written by Shel Silverstein.
And I keep getting richer, but I can't get my picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone, gotta see my picture on the cover. Stone, gotta send five copies to my mother.
That's the one. They turn up in the movie, and it's on YouTube. You can watch it, I'm sad to say, free of charge. I watched about 20 minutes of it. It's fascinating. Directed by Ulu Grossbard, who made a really good Hoffman picture called Straight Time.
Oh, wow.
About a guy, about an ex-con
who's trying
to go straight with Gary Busey.
And I think, Harry Dean Stanton.
Harry Dean Stanton's in that one. So we haven't really seen these. So if you guys, if the listeners know a lot about who is Harry Kellerman and why is he saying those terrible things about me, or can Hieronymus Merkin ever forget Mercy Hump and find true happiness?
I've seen bits and pieces of Harry Kellerman.
Right. Tweet us, write us, post on Facebook, let us know. Here's a couple of the other quickly finalists for worst title ever. Surf Nazis Must Die.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a trauma.
Right, Chud.
Yeah.
Mother May I Sleep with Danger. That's a TV movie.
Yes, yes.
That's cheating.
Was that a spelling?
Tory Spelling, yes. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Oh, that was Stallone and Esther.
Getty.
Estelle Getty, right. Yeah, that was a bad one.
Right. Ballistic X versus Sever.
Oh, Lucy Liu.
That's a bad title.
And that was an awful one.
Right.
I think that was one of those universally zero.
Right. Cracks Her Fortune we mentioned. And
yeah, it was Lucy Liu and some that Spanish guy, I think.
Is it on here? Yeah, Antonio Banderas.
Yeah. Yeah, or Bill Dana.
Yeah, Bill Dana. Yeah, it was Lucy Liu and Jose Jimenez.
Yes. That's
awesome. So that's our bad title episode, or our fun title episode, whatever your perspective. Maestro?
Yes. So this has been Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal obsessions with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and we've been recording at Nutmeg with our engineer Frank Verderosa.
Thanks for putting up with us, Frankie. We love you. We got to get Sid Haig.
Yes. Jew.
Yep.
Gilbert and Frank, colossal obsession. possessions.